you know, the nurses will wink at you and say, yeah, it is the vaccine, but the, you know, the doctors won't. And you are left. Like, my father filed his own report with Pfizer. Doctors didn't do it.
Father's a wild man.
He is. He means business. Yeah, he got on that computer and figured it out and did what he had to do directly with Pfizer.
He's like an Italian, you know, old Italian tough guy. He'll create his own system called Scares. Philadelphia Italian, forget about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'll get the report through, not this nice lady who was being very, well, you know, I'm trying. Your dad gets on there. Where's the fucking report? God.
Oh, that's exactly how he is, too. Oh, yeah.
Fed releases long-awaited study on digital dollar, and they may issue digital currencies. Well, what a surprise.
Is
that what this whole thing was about? In part,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Reuters wants us to think that this is not a conspiracy.
I mean, so, you know, they said today, it's all over the place. They could issue digital currency based on their report. I mean, and of course, could means they're going to. Issue digital currency. No, Fed plans to issue digital currency. Whenever they say they might do something, they're going to do it.
They're going to do it. It's already been in the works, and that's the wording. But remember,
like Fauci
Fauci
this week, real quick. We might be able, you know, to get the young kids vaccinated 5 and under. And our folks are saying he's backing into that like he usually does. It's done. It's done. It's going to happen in a couple of weeks. And he's out there, right, throwing the breadcrumbs out, like introducing his, well, we might not. He's full of shit. Our guy said it's done. It's fucking done. It's in granite. It's coming. And then he's going to come out a week from now, say, 2 weeks from now. Yeah, I think we're going to move in that direction. You know, they don't. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's really amazing how they do it and how they plot and how they introduce things and ease things into the news cycle, massage it in, and then drop the piano on you when you're not looking.
Well, and most people do not know what's coming. Remember I told you a week ago I went into Target and Walmart, and the Target didn't have any cash self-checkout, and Walmart only had 1 of 10 on each side of the store that were cash. Went in the other day, 0. No cash self-checkout.
They muscled it out.
Muscled it
no
out.
No cash.
Now, if most people knew what was coming, you know, I'm one person. I could inconvenience myself. If you have 10 on one side and 10 on the other and 2 or 3 cashiers in the middle, if we all overwhelm those 3 cashiers because they're going to take cash, you could really become a storm. But when you don't have media, and this is why I'm going to go back to media, when media is not telling the people the playbook and what is coming, and that's by design, I know that, this is why you will have everyone blindsided, or how did we get here, or they really don't know. They don't know what's coming. They really still don't even know the purpose for the vehicle, which was the scamdemic, to get you to these places. But yeah, they'll whittle away the cash by just simply saying, we don't accept cash here. But I would love to see all those folks in the self-checkout line say, oh, no cash? Well, we purposely now want to use cash, so we will just pack your cashiers, you know, 50 people deep until you accept cash. But nobody's going to do that because they don't even know what's coming.
It really is stunning, the massive divide. It's like the Grand Canyon besides everything else we have to deal with. You folks have to navigate this massive divide and trying to figure out where things are going, where they've been. Folks, I mean, forget about, you're talking about people don't understand where we're going. They don't even understand why we're here. And where we've been for the last 2 years, they still think this stuff is real. And so
right, and,
It's almost an impossibility of breaking through. I call it breaking through to these folks. But, you know, to the, take it back to the victor goes the spoils. If you're in a, in the know, this is how Intel has worked for a long time. If you're in the know, well, then you are in the know and you can put it to good use. And you're fortunate to be in the know. I mean, Intel is such a, said this, it has more intrinsic value than gold or anything else. It's because you can turn it into gold. You can turn it into silver. You can turn it into opportunity because you literally have a piece of the future in your hand. You know exactly what's going to happen. That is priceless. It really is priceless. And well, for, so many for people don't have that. So many people don't have that.
Yeah, for us it is, but it is very difficult because when you can predict and you know what's coming, but I said to many people, well, you know, people in my life, you know, that don't follow this like I do. And, you know, well, one of the goals is digital currency. And, well, what are you talking? They don't even get it. But then guess what the immediate response is? Well, I never carry cash anyway. When's the last time you used cash? Like to them, it's, they're not seeing the reasons behind.
Yeah. That's right up there with surveillance. I'm not doing anything illegal, my
boy. Right.
You must be worried if you're doing something illegal. They can come in here and look around anytime they want. Do you understand, you cretin? Now be gone. Yeah. It's like, okay.
That's, you're spot on. Let's that, give that them, was the exact attitude.
You never give these people a foot inside the door. They're not leaving. You need to break their fucking foot off in the door and make sure that they don't cross the threshold, because once they get in, they're not coming out. They never leave. They never give any ground back that they take. Now, once in the history of this U.S. government, especially the recent history, when they take something from you, they've never given it back, not even a smidgen of it. And so that's why you can never allow them to take anything. Nothing.
No, absolutely, but for convenience, a lot of people are on board with any convenience. They'll be fine with digital ID. They'll be fine with the digital wallets. And well, I don't use cash anyway.
Well, now, you know, the funny thing is, Marie, real quick, these dopes in D.C., they've been trying to get one ID. You know, it was supposed to be released.
Real ID.
Real ID, one ID. It was supposed to be released 3 years ago, and now they're saying, well, we're postponing it to 2023, and then they'll postpone it again. They fucking suck at doing anything. So all you have to do is keep throwing wrenches in their program, and they won't be able to get it done. They're not efficient people. And so that's an advantage for us out here. You look at if a dinosaur moves slow and you're fast and nimble, that's an advantage. You know, you have to look at your advantages. Sun Tzu, The Art of War. I mean, it really is. I have the book on my desk. And I use it. I actually read it. I also use it to throw occasionally at people. Because that, I mean, what's better than The Art of War if you can use the book actually as a weapon around here? But but it really is. Folks should get it. You can get it in paperback for next to nothing. Just make sure that the translation is something that you can digest, you know, because there's a lot of different translations, but it really is amazing. And it's something to put in your tool chest, so to speak, to give you a little bit of an idea how to take advantage of opportunities. But I mostly agree with everything you're saying about, you know, in the last 15 or 20 minutes, you're spot on.
Well, and it's funny. I love when I see the people that do get it, like out on Twitter. Like I saw today, there was something from Twitter safety, and the comments were hysterical, and some of them were, if I retweet this, will I get a better social score? Again, yeah.
You want to be like
starting to
in the fascist, you want to be in the fascist club. Oh, he's with us. Bump him up a little bit here, this guy. You know,
yeah,
we used to send
to catch on.
We used to I think I've sent a couple of direct messages to you as well and other people. And, you know, you text people and then I say, I'm going to send you a direct message and say something completely like outlandish against like the GOP or something. So that if they look at your direct messages like, oh, this guy doesn't even like the GOP. Oh, he's good. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's not one of them. You're running like an op on the folks that are running an op on you.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so fantastic. It's fun to screw with them. I told you, I mess with their algorithms all the time because they don't know. I'm reading everything and everybody, and they're like, we don't know how to advertise to this one. we don't have a target market her because she's all over the map.
Don't kid yourself. They look at all that stuff before they suspend you. Oh, he's in this room. He's plotting. He's out of here. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be very honest. I'll say, you know this. There's a lot of people I don't like. I don't like at all. But I like their work. I'll look at their work. I'll use their work. I'll study their work. But I don't like them as people. I will, you know, they're either nasty or narcissistic or crazy. But a lot of their work is very detailed and good. And I'll look at it. You know, I'm not that person that goes, oh, I can't stand that person. So I can't, you know, look at their work. No. That just means that I'm not going to say, hey, Mike, you should have this person on your show because their work's really good. No, they're a pretty crappy person.
Well, we run into that all the time. I've invited guys from the Daily Beast to come on here and just shoot the shit, but they won't come on here. And I said, why not? You get a fair shake from me. I'm not going to. Let's talk shop. You know, you write these stories about this, that, and the other thing. I think some of the stories are, we're not allowed to come on your.
Oh, okay. Shit. They actually said that?
I probably get in big trouble coming on your show. It's like, why?
Yeah,
why? We haven't done the show. There's no show. How do you know it's not going to be something beneficial that your overlords will listen to and say, hey, those are interesting perspectives. No, you can't even. They shut it down before it even happens. And many people are like that. Many people are like that.
It's crazy. Wow.
Tell you a quick story today. One of the young bucks wants to go to Las Vegas because we start talking about Las Vegas. We're going to head out to the desert. And he says, I've never been there. So maybe I go out before the trip and get the, you know, do a couple things, see what it's like. So he wants to fly. So he's got most of the dudes here in Pennsylvania ID cards. And they say you can't fly with a PA ID card under this real ID. It's not an official ID.
It's not a driver's license.
No, it is. It's a fucking driver's license. Oh. But the TSA says, no, you can't. It's not considered. It's one of the states. It's not considered an official ID. So I said, check real ID. These dopes, they keep postponing it. So that's how I know the date. It was postponed to 2023. So he comes back and he says, yeah, you're right. It's postponed to 2023. So I could go on an airplane. I said, cool. And he says, but we'll throw this in the rotation tonight, boss. The headline, TSA says it will accept arrest warrants as ID for illegal aliens to fly.
Are you kidding? Are you freaking kidding?
No. What sort of identification do you need to fly from a U.S. airport? According to the TSA, there's 16 forms of ID you can use to board an airplane. Generally, they include any government-issued ID, like a driver's license or a passport, as well as military IDs, transportation worker cards, and even a border crossing card. And now, if you're an illegal alien and you can't manufacture your own ID or buy it, you can use your government-issued arrest warrant, and they'll allow you on the flight.
I can't even.
So I said to him, do you have any open warrants? I'm sure we could come up with some of my old ones. I mean, get you on. Can you imagine showing up? Like, what happens if you're an American? He said, look, I don't have anything, but I have this arrest warrant. Can that get me on the plane? Do you think they'll actually allow you on a plane? I mean, this is insane.
No, they'll arrest you. They'll let the illegal alien on.
Right.
Yep.
And
wow. This is one screwed up country.
Hey, how about that? How about that known terrorist? We can't really tell who he is, but hey, don't worry about it.
You have to take, we have to take our sneakers off. Can't do this, can't do that, but you can have an arrest warrant. Nice.
And,
never know who's sitting next to you.
Well, that dovetails with a story about that maniac in the Texas synagogue, the hostage taker. He was He was on the no-fly list.
Oh, the British citizen?
Yeah, the British citizen, right.
The British citizen, yeah, that's
Malik
how he was.
Malik Fasail Akram. Yeah, he sounds like an upstanding citizen.
See, that's
citizen.
How we know. But that, see, that's how we know they're manipulating the news. Whenever they do things, we see it so easily. Where most people, you know, will just gloss over it. You know, people that, you know, aren't listening to these shows, and we're not talking to your audience, but a lot of folks out there, like in my personal life, I know people would just read it and go, well, what's the matter with that? Because they're not studying this like we do. That's why they're easily manipulated.
So I wonder if you could show your no-fly card to get on the airplane, because he was investigating. This is my no-fly certificate. I don't, and my arrest warrant. God damn it, I'm going to miss this flight.
Oh, dear.
This dope was investigated by MI5, and we're hearing some other folks in the United States. That's probably.
Here's my Polaroid shot of me beheading someone in the Middle East. This is me on. My Polaroid.
I can't believe you went there. When you show up at the airport, and they say, you know, I don't think we're going to allow you on the flight with your arrest warrant. You're from the Middle East. Just start yelling, they'll let you on. Get this guy up to first class. We don't want him in the back of the plane near the wings.
When I'm in some good conversations on Twitter DM, and you know I could get fired up pretty quick, I always go, Mike isn't going to like that I say this, but I don't give a shit about that unit that's out there. Say what I want.
No, it's fine. I tell you, this cat, it seems to me that they snuck him into the fucking country. I mean, there's no way he could get on an airplane. He had to be, he was brought in here for this. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, he was.
Well, I'm sure you're right.
There's no way. You just can't waltz in here if you're on multiple no-fly lists.
Was he vaccinated? he had his vaccine card. Well, that's how he got on.
Yeah, he had five slots filled up. There's only four. They knew that he was. See, that's not that far of a departure. Let's say, wow, he was on the no-fly list and investigated for terrorism by top British intelligence. He was double vaccinated, so. He gets a couple of points there, so let's take it easy on this guy. You know what I mean? He's doing his part for everybody else. Are you doing your part?
Right. Am I wrong? International flights, you have to be vaccinated, right? If you're flying in between countries. Yeah. Okay. So Dustin brought this up to me, and it was spot on. There's someone out there that we like to follow, and they're against these vaccines, and they've been against these vaccines. And then he says, wait a second. They're bebopping, moving from this country to that country. How are they doing that if they're not vaccinated? I went, oh, my gosh, you're right. How are they doing that?
You mean
that?
The cat who's railing against the vaccines is vaccinated.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Right. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't think of that. That's because they were
magic.
Living in this country.
He's traveling with Doug Henning and David Copperfield. They get him through the airports. He's
so,
the invisible fucking man. He's the invisible
lying. Yeah, they're against the vaccine, but they're probably jabbed and, you know, traveling all over the place. Yeah, I didn't think of that when he said it. I'm like, oh yeah.
It's funny. You have to slow down. And as I say, step outside the box. But it's easier said than done. With the way things move and how distracted you can be. But usually when you slow things down, almost into a slow motion, and you start looking at things, you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. And this guy walks into the fucking United States, from my perspective, from a security perspective, he was ushered in here, okay, VIP. They moved the velvet ropes for this guy, and then he comes over here, and then he goes on a rampage. Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah, that story died real quick.
Yeah, because things like that come out, and they're like, oh, wait a second. We didn't anticipate that would come out. The narrative's not going to stick, and it's not sticking. And believe me, they look at all this stuff. They're crazy. And they got handlers for heels up, and they got handlers for Biden. And when something goes haywire and it's not playing, whew, they pivot fast. They pivot real fast because it's all about what plays. Whatever plays stays. Simple as that. I made that up. How you like that?
But it's true. There are times I've said to you, it's so predictable anymore that it is getting boring. This is getting boring. Predicting what their next moves are going to be.
Well, they're going to be looking at folks perhaps that don't meet their definition of good little soldiers, good little robots, people that they have targeted as freedom fighters. And did you hear about this U.S. Army shtick that they're going to conduct guerrilla warfare exercises in North Carolina mm-hmm. where troops will battle against said freedom fighters? Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. good. Yeah. Unconventional warfare exercise from mm-hmm. January 22nd to February 4th. I tried to sign up. They wouldn't let me sign up. I wanted to be one of the freedom fighters in the woods.
Yeah, they have to put everybody on notice that it's an exercise. I mean, kind of like 9/11. How many exercises were happening on 9/11?
Yeah, well, my point was if the U.S. Army is going to conduct it, why can't we sharpen our skills as freedom fighters against them if it's just an exercise? I want to get better, too. This is bullshit.
Yeah. I forget, somebody on Twitter said something funny. We're all just crisis. We're all unpaid crisis actors in the reality show. And it's so true.
It is. But I'm saying, you know, if you're going to fight somebody, give us a chance to get better. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we want to play.
Think about it. These folks went in the military. And there are guys out there that say they will do the right thing and they wouldn't rise up against regular U.S. citizens. And I say, you're not exactly looking at this realistically. They'll do what they're told, a lot of these people.
Yeah, that's the point.
And the Justice Department is famous for this. They create all these specialized units. And now, of course, they're creating the one focused on domestic terrorism. You think they're telling those people that they sick on good Americans, that these are good Americans? They're just exercising their constitutional rights? No, they're painting them as violent extremists who are a danger to the United States. And they have these young agents. I've seen it. I've lived it. They have young agents who are too green. I won't say stupid, but I'll say green, and they're believers. And there's nothing, we talk about this all the time with longtime guys who've been feds. And they talk about, we got this fucking guy at work. I hear this all the time, right? We got this fucking guy at work. He's causing trouble. He's ratting everybody out. And all you have to say is, oh, he's still a believer? And they say, yeah, he's still a fucking believer. He hasn't figured it out yet that it's mm-hmm. bullshit, right? He thinks that he's going to make a difference, and this is about fighting and stuff. There comes a point when you're in the federal government as a federal agent, and you have your come-to-Jesus moment, and you're no longer a believer, and then you kind of work against the entire system, but quietly while you're cashing your checks. Like they say, Uncle Sam mm-hmm. still shits in my bank account twice a month.
mm-hmm.
Well, but you work against these kind of people. It's the craziest thing. It's like subterfuge. It's like a natural progression. But if you're a believer, you're dangerous. So they get these believers and they say, these people, this list of people are dangerous. Oh, it's our job to bring them down and keep the country safe, not realizing that these people, themselves,
right.
and the Justice Department are the real terrorists.
That's right.
It's the craziest thing. It's crazy.
No, they've done their best over the years, quietly on one level. It depends on from what level you're watching. But that's why they purged. They purged military. They purged your local police force. I know this for a fact. And, you know, people of a certain age, our age especially, they want to purge you out of there because you have the sense to know what they're doing. And certain questions are being presented to new hires. You know, get them young, get them indoctrinated. We know so many of these people are indoctrinated from preschool on up to follow orders. And then you're entering your local police force, indoctrinated. But then you take, you know, Generation X or a boomer that's still in a position. And they know what's coming. They will do everything to get rid of you.
They're doing it now. I mean, there's
I know they've
doubt.
they've been doing it. No, they've been doing it for quite a while. I know a sergeant in one of these my local area, and I'm going back 10 years ago. He was telling me some of the questions they were asking the new hires that was not sitting well with him at all. He knew it was coming. Again, it's a slow drip. You know, these plans are never made overnight. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, you know, you have to realize, you know, when Agenda 21 was written in 1992, you can go to YouTube and you can look at Nancy Pelosi introducing it on the floor of Congress. At that point, it starts to be implemented into your local government, which most people don't even understand. So if Agenda 21 was written in 1992, you see how long it took them to get here. They definitely didn't satisfy their goals, so it stretched out to 2030. Now they're really putting the accelerator on because they already have the 2050. But every single thing they do at every smallest level of government is well planned out, and it's just a slow process. They weren't in a hurry. The schemedemic kind of accelerated a lot of things, and now they are in a hurry, especially with this technology. You know, they in 2 years they got a lot of things going that they wanted in the 5G, of course, and but we already know they're working on 6G. That's already a fact.
Well, yeah, look at the recent comments by Klaus Schwab at the in Davos.
Klaus Schwab.
There is a small window to get these things done. The pandemic has given us a small window. My German accent's way off. I mean, it's bad to begin with, but that wasn't German.
No, but I like when they use the word opportunity, that the pandemic has given them the opportunity. They're telling you
to reset and rethink the world and the economies, but it's a small window and we have to take, and it's closing. They know that it's.
Yeah.
It's closing. Klaus Schwab just told everybody that was his dog whistle. It's almost over, guys. So, make sure that we can. Now I see that and I say, oh, that's the dog whistle. Make sure we get these approvals to jab these kids 5 and under because the clock is ticking. These people are getting angry.
Yeah, and they act like it was all by accident. Oh, we're going to take this opportunity to reimagine, and bells were going off with me so early with Cuomo when he was doing those afternoon conferences, and he would have people on like Eric Schmidt, and they're using these words of reimagine. I'm like, wait, where did I hear that before? And then you go look, but at one point he said, "We were preparing for it, we just weren't ready." And I'm like, aha. So in the background, they were preparing for this learn from home and work from home and reimagine all the buzzwords that they were using in 2020. And then you go find older documents from conferences or whatever. And the language is peppered all through it. So the stuff is out there. Everything you and I talk about is open source. Easy to find if you know what word combinations to put in a search engine. You can find just about anything. You know, Fourth Industrial Revolution and national security, boom, you'll find a big fat document. You know, whatever. You will find, and then look at the dates, and then look at when like smart cities. It was funny, I told you, Peter Daszak had spoke at a smart city conference in New York City. I think it was 2017, maybe 18. And you're like, well, what's he doing speaking at a smart city conference? you know, it's all the players.
He goes wherever the money is. Out there. He's, you know, he's an opportunist for sure. If there's money, he'll be there.
Yeah.